It's not a deal breaker. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. But the White House has a defense bill now when Congress has an element the president doesn't like.
The Biden administration is not threatening a veto of an annual defense policy bill that would require the Pentagon to end a COVID vaccine mandate for troops.
The president's going to look at the NDAA in its entirety.
Still, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says rescinding the vaccine requirement is a mistake.
Republicans in Congress have decided that they rather fight against the health and well-being of our troops than protecting them.
The broader defense bill authorizes more than $850 billion in Pentagon spending, increases service members' pay, and overhauls sexual assault prosecutions. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The 10th annual vigil for victims of gun violence held tonight in Washington, D.C. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi outlines what she'd like to see in a gun bill in Congress.
Get assault weapons off our streets, require background checks, outlaw untraceable ghost guns, advance safe gun storage, and ban the sale of bump stocks and high-capacity magazines.
Congress passed a ban on assault weapons in 1994, but it expired in 2004. A former Border Patrol agent who confessed to killing four sex workers in 2018 has been convicted of capital murder. Juan David Ortiz received an automatic sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole after Texas prosecutors decided against seeking the death penalty. Indiana's attorney general has sued TikTok, claiming the app misleads its users, particularly children, about the level of inappropriate content and security of consumer information. A separate claim argues the app has users' sensitive and personal information, but deceives consumers into believing it's secure. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
For information services about a supposed plot to overthrow members of Germany's government.
It was an operation that involved 3,000 police officers, and the dozens arrested included a judge, a former active member of the military, and a former MP. The far-right assembly of plotters said to be led by a German aristocrat named in the press as Heinrich the 13th. They seemed to have their sights set on some sort of cooperation with Russia, something the Kremlin today dismissed. The arrests reflect the biggest far-right threat Germany has dealt with in recent memory. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
The Biden administration's approved more than $425 million in arms to Taiwan, including aircraft parts and U.S.-supplied weapon systems. Some changes are coming to Illinois' law ending cash bail just weeks before it goes into effect.
Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker signs a series of amendments and clarifications for electric monitoring, trespass violations, and public defender grants in his controversial Safety Act, which ends the cash bail system in Illinois starting January 1, as Republicans like State Senator John Curran say it's not enough because many other crimes, including burglary, are not detainable offenses under the new law.
We're going to continue to press to make sure the public enjoys their right to be safe.
State's attorneys across Illinois are also suing, citing the constitutionality and safety concerns over the looming no-cash bail law. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Supporters of bail reform say cash bail just allows wealthy defendants to buy their freedom while poor defendants are stuck in jail pre-trial. Time magazine's named Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Spirit of Ukraine its Person of the Year for proving what they call courage can be as contagious as fear. It says this year's choice was the most clear in memory. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.